So you never know what the Lord's going to do on any given day, but he's good. And the more we give preference to him and give him the lead and let him guide, the more we'll see things that are from the hand of God. I know some of y'all have been really watching some of the things that are going on right now with Asbury's campus. And of course, it's not just Asbury's campus. Of course, what we understand now is it's spreading to other campuses in the nation lately. I haven't heard all, but I've certainly have heard that other campuses are catching fire as people are going to Asbury, and they're bringing it back to their campus. But I'm kind of also understanding it's not just college campuses that are catching fire. And the Lord's doing something in our day. And it's amazing, it's wonderful, it's awesome. It's been expected, it's been prayed for, people have sought after it. And we can almost say, really, he's doing it again. He's doing it again, because if you followed anything with the Asbury Revival, and I know I put something actually on our Facebook, so you can see a little snippet from the CBN report, but then you can also see information that was from Dutch Sheets about his vision of the coming revival. And then there's another post out there that is on the 1970s revival that happened at Asbury. And I knew something about that. I didn't know a lot about that. Actually, surprisingly, I was at Asbury and I heard about it while I was there, but I didn't hear a lot about it. You maybe would have thought that would have been a constant. But maybe the Lord just has brought it up, because again, I saw another snippet that was got into Facebook. Seems like Facebook makes this thing go everywhere, viral. But Steve Siemens, who actually was a professor of mine at seminary, was giving a word in 2020 about what he felt and what he was sensing, even people were praying about, was the coming revival. Like God was going to do something that bigger than what we had seen. And even what he was saying happened in the 1970s, which he was at, he was a senior on the college campus in 1970 at Asbury. And he was sensing and feeling, and they were praying and seeking. So people were still acknowledging that there is a coming revival that's going to be greater. It's going to be bigger than what had been experienced before. And I believe we're seeing really what we should be saying, the tip of the iceberg, because God is doing it. And from what I'm understanding, it's still going on. 2 weeks later, it's still going on. And they're in chapel today. And people are coming from all over the country, even from other countries. And what we understand about revival is not it's not a one-location thing. It's not a one-place thing. God doesn't say, I'm only going to do it here, but I'm not going to do it anywhere else. God doesn't work that way. And everything we've been hearing and other people have been saying about this revival is it's going to be fires lit all over America and around the world. There's going to be centers of revival in every state, all over, and wells of revival just welling up from places that revival had been in the past and maybe places afresh anew. And of course, that's a prayer to pray. Say, Lord God, light the fire. Light the fire wherever you would. And this is not exactly the message I prepared this morning. We'll see how this goes. But what the Lord wants and that for the church has to do is let the reins go. Get the hands off the reins, so to speak. Because if you try to control revival, even at the revival at Asbury, they have to make a decision. They have to say, you know, are we going to have class like normal? Are we going to just do things like normal? Or is this such a move of God that we recognize God doing something that we're just going to get out of the normal and we're going to make way for the Lord to do what he wants to do and do things in a way that we've just never done? And there has to be that way, because God doesn't fit neatly in a box. You can't just put him in a box. If he does, he breaks out of it. If we try to put him in the box, and oftentimes religion can do that, religion can put God in a box, And yet God will raise up a new standard. He'll raise up a new way. He'll find a way. He'll find a people who are willing to just let him lead. Let him be king. Let him be Lord. And that's what he looks for on the earth today. He's looking for faith, people who will trust, who will have faith, who will follow him, who will truly call him Lord and allow him to move and work and have his way, trusting that he is good. And that it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing what God is doing. So I'm excited about what the Lord is doing. He's, like I said, he speaks to the prophets speak forth that God is bringing it, and then he's bringing it, and we're like, okay, Lord, now, what are you doing? But in many ways, I pray, Lord, let it be like wildfire. Let it spread everywhere. Let it go all over this nation, all over the world, and let it grow. Let it grow. And Lord God, do what you want to do. And I think the comments I was listening to this to Professor Steve Siemens was talking about that even back in 1970, it wasn't just the Asbury Revival. It wasn't that one location, because that's also a time of the charismatic renewal. It was a time of the Jesus people. And I think he said he had to come to a revelation later. It was just a part. God was doing one thing, but he was doing a much broader thing. So I think that's what we also have to get our eyes up and say, Lord, you're doing a much broader thing. You're doing a much greater thing. It's revival, but you're going to bring change probably like we've not seen change in a whole long time. And say, yes, Lord, bring it. And then we have to pray. Say, Lord God, that I would be that we would be a part of that. That's another thing. Say, Lord God, that we would be a part of that. And that we would play a role. That we would be a part of the bigger scheme of things, the bigger picture of things. And say, Lord God, bring revival here. Bring revival in this region, in this area. And I think he has. I think he has. I think there's hungry people for God in this region. There's hungry people who are going after God, who are seeking after the Lord. And they're in different churches. I mean, we don't even know some of the churches in this area that are praying for revival. We don't even know. I know some, but I don't know everybody. I don't know who is hungry for the Lord and who's praying for revival. And I feel like it's a church at large thing. It's not just a church here thing or a church there thing. It's the body of Christ coming into the fullness of God. What does Habakkuk 2:14 say? Habakkuk 2:14 says, and I've been thinking about, I just would love to get it up here, but I'm not that artistic. But it says, for the glory of the Lord, for the knowledge of, say, Lord, let the knowledge of the glory of the Lord cover the earth, like the waters cover the sea. Now, I could probably look that up and give you verbatim, but that's what it says. It's like, Lord God, let the knowledge of the glory of the Lord cover this earth, like the waters cover the sea. And Habakkuk was, he's a prophet, and he had to prophesy against some very hard things in his day and time that God was bringing judgment. But what it comes back to is, Lord, even in the midst of hard times, in difficult times, even where judgment is coming, even on the earth back then, and God's going to judge some things even today. But then we look at God and say, Lord, above all, above everything else, that the knowledge of your glory would spread all over this world, and that people would come to not only a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, but they would really understand and see and behold God in his glory. And that's for the church, and that's for the unsaved and the saved. It's for the whole world. So it's for you, and it's for those that you need to share Christ with. It's for those that you share about God and who he is and how wonderful he is, and that people out there see a people that are on fire for him. They're in love with him, and that will share the goodness of God. And that will, maybe some people will actually receive an invitation from you. In the past, they may not have, but maybe there's a time and a place now that's coming that they will receive an invitation from you to come to a place where God is real, where the presence of God is real, where worship is intimate and loving and open and fresh and just in the fullness of the Spirit of God. And they would hear the word like they've never, maybe in the past, would even be willing to hear, but now their heart opens to hear, to experience and see God's goodness. So I think we're living in a unique time. And Lord, open our hearts and open our ears to what you want to do and how you want to orchestrate. Because I don't believe it's just a Messiah thing. It's not just, it is, yes, Lord, open the wells of revival here. But if he does it here, it's not just for us. It's got to be for the world. You see, because revival is not, yes, the Lord comes and revives his people. He does. He brings a fresh anointing upon them, the fresh spirit outpouring. But just back it was, like it was in the 70s, it was for the world. It's like, how did all these hippies who were into peace and love and all kinds of stuff come into this revelation of God where they experience the glory of the Lord and they get radically filled with God's presence and radically in love with Jesus? And just as radical they were in the world, they were radically for Jesus. I think we're going to see that in these days. We're going to see radically people that are just strung out on all kinds of things in this world. People that you would not expect in church. And all of a sudden, they're coming. Amen. Yes, sir. Can they sit beside you? Yes. Can you put your arms around them and say, you're welcome, this is for you. This is for you. And that's what we do as the body of Christ. We say, Lord, let them come. Bring them. Give us eyes to see, to reach out and to invite them. It's every street corner. It's every household. It's everywhere. But let the glory of the Lord fill the earth like the waters cover the sea.